Everybody get up.
Please.
6 weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd need a vehicle.
Sure.
I could be in the Northern Bureau. Okay.
Oh.
All right, we'll see if you can work it out.
He's talking to CBS News.
No, I'm talking
to Harley Carnes.
I'm talking to my agent.
Hey, Harley.
I'm talking to my agent.
Oh, your agent.
No, I'm talking to Harvey Nagler. He's the president of CBS News Radio.
Oh.
Yeah, 6 weeks vehicle. No weekends. Of course not. No. Oh, I'm sorry. Are we on? I'm sorry. I didn't realize. Boy, I got you out of there another scrape over the weekend, didn't I?
What'd you do?
Well, pickup thing.
Well, don't change the subject. Somebody you were talking to the Harvey Nagler, president of CBS News there.
Oh, they called for another report today on how hot it is in Fargo, and you never close schools unless it's for sandbagging or snow. So could you put us get our little package? So, you know, I did. When the network calls, you know how it is.
You don't say no to the network.
No.
No.
So I did a little report, and I guess it aired at 3 o'clock.
Oh, I heard it, yes.
Across the country.
Across the nation.
Yes.
Possibly even the world.
Yes, I think so.
They heard you in Uzbekistan.
Yes.
No, I can't say that I do.
I don't know how to put this, but I'm kind of a big deal.
There you go. Oh.
So I,
Ron
you
Burgundy,
know,
Anchorman.
I think I'll stay right here because I met a lot of... I think we should call them four packers yesterday.
Really?
Yes. At Elks Point.
Oh, down there.
And Wall Lake, just out of Fergus Falls.
Oh, sure.
It was a benefit for a friend of mine, Scott Norman, who was battling liver cancer, and there was a big benefit with half of Fergus Falls and a quarter of Otter Tail County. And I was just, well, first of all, many of these people I haven't seen for 15 or 20 years. And some of them I didn't recognize. But you know how that is where you try to recognize them and say, hey,
buddy. Hey, guy.
And then you'll see
somebody. Hey, sweetheart.
Say, yeah. Who is that? Oh, that's him. Then you go back and call him by name later.
Oh, yeah.
So there was some of that, but they said, listen to you and McFeely every day. I didn't know half those people knew I worked here.
So and were that popular just, in Otter Tail County at Wall
goodness,
Lake?
Goodness, four packers. That's four what packers. We'll call them. They were just...
I like it. That's a special club. We've been doing the Mike McFeely Show text club. We should do the four packer club.
I appreciated the recognition, and you know me, I'm kind of, you know, I'm low key.
Oh sure, yeah.
I am.
Oh yeah. You hate the spotlight.
I do.
Yeah.
So anyway, it was a nice benefit. I think it raised a lot of money, and so big turnout.
Good. Get that truck fixed yet for me, by the way?
It's set for tomorrow.
Is it?
You break the window, and then who has to handle it? You did the insurance report for upstairs,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I did. I filled it out.
And then it's going in tomorrow. James and I will get it over there and get it fixed. Get it all ready.
James is wandering around the hallways ripping me.
For you and Daniel to go to Manhattan, Kansas. What time are you boys leaving?
Oh, we're not going together. We're going separate.
You're going separate?
Yeah.
Is Heidkamp going?
No.
Oh, he's not going?
He's probably flying down in somebody's fancy plane. No, he's not going.
He's not going. But no. Why are you driving separate?
I don't know. Why are we talking about this on
this? This is going to cost the company twice the amount of money.
No, it won't. It'll cost half.
You're both driving.
We'll figure it out later.
I think that's ridiculous.
Ridiculous.
I don't know how to put this, but I'm kind of a big deal.
Number four on the four-pack today, Jurgi. Well, this is convenient over there in Zurich, Switzerland. They now have drive-ins. You just drive your car right in.
Oh, and watch a movie?
And
it'll
make
an
order. No, you go up to you drive in. There's a speaker with a menu. You make your order, you advance through, and then they fulfill your order for you.
Well, that's handy. They
have them at food joints around here.
A&W, Dairyland.
At the Mac and Don's.
Sure.
Yeah. Over there in Zurich, Switzerland, it's a sex drive-in. It's for prostitutes, Jurgi.
So you place your order?
Yes. The procedure for the so-called sex boxes is vaguely similar to fast food service. Drivers pass a check-in gate and follow a marked route, then place their orders for one of 40 prostitutes and then drive on to meet them in a another booth. I can't use that word. In another booth.
Okay.
let's substitute the word another for the other words.
So it's kind of like the old days.
In another booth.
Kind of like the old days when you go on to A&W and say, I want a mama burger, right? Or baby burger,
no,
papa
that's
burger.
Disgusting.
It's different.
Stop right there.
That's not true.
Yes.
Did you get that from the Onion or
the New York Post?
No,
the New York Post.
Well, of course.
Zurichers are so fed up with streetwalkers that they voted last year to ban them from the city center and build steamy Shake Shacks in a far-off industrial zone.
Just pull right in.
Yeah, just pull right in, order off a menu, pull ahead.
Are there samples or anything?
Oh, I mean, this isn't. No.
How are you going to decide?
Well, what do you mean?
I would.
There's a menu.
What's a menu say?
I don't know.
Do you have a menu?
No. Now you're making me uncomfortable. I didn't know you were going to go that direction with the.
I'm a reporter, you know. Asking the tough questions.
He's a big deal. Number three on our list, Jergy. Did you happen to catch, and I'm sure you did.
I was just looking at a little of it.
The VMA, the Video Music Awards. Is that what that is, young man Pinto? On MTV, Miley Cyrus, former innocent young girl who played Hannah Montana on the Disney Channel. Billy Ray's girl. Had some sort of gross, nasty dance thing that was just disgusting more than sexy. And it's all over the internet world today, and it's all over the stations like our sister station here, Y94.
I just saw a little clip on one of the national 24-hour news wheels.
Yeah.
And I didn't, you know, that's all I've seen, so I really can't make a judgment. She was kind of...
Well, I don't want to... It's just... Ugh.
Was this on...
It was
on
very...
MTV last night.
Very suggestive and very graphic and...
And to this point, she's been kind of, you know, Miley Cyrus has not been...
Hannah Montana.
Yeah.
And she's kind of been going this other direction. And the only reason I know this is because our daughter's of the age that she was a Hannah Montana fan. Well, she's certainly not going to be a Miley Cyrus fan. Disgusting. This is gross.
So people are upset.
I guess.
All right. I can see you're clearly upset.
I don't really care. I'm more surprised that anybody still watches music videos because I thought they were kind of a product of the 1980s.
It was the award show.
And I didn't even know that MTV still existed.
It was up against the Viking game.
It was?
If I didn't know when it was on, I might have flipped over there.
You would not have flipped on.
I was watching the NASA channel instead last night.
NASA channel.
I want to see that gal from Vining.
They've got more viewers than a local TV talk show, as a matter of fact.
Oh, that is... That's hurtful.
Somebody emailed it into Height Camp Show. That's the only reason I know that one-liner. Huh. Number two, speaking of the Vikings, Jergy, that was bad last night.
That was, yeah.
That was more disgusting than Miley Cyrus' performance.
For the third preseason game of the year, it just, you know, Peterson had a great game.
He was in there for three plays.
Did he break a sweat?
No.
Nobody touched him.
No, that's the idea.
They shook hands at the beginning of the game. Yeah. That's as close as a 49er got to him. Didn't touch the ball.
They're not going
to
play him.
What was the point of even having him dress?
I don't even know. That's what Jim Suhan said earlier. Well, I even put him on the field.
And then all week, you know, as NBC was hyping the game, you know, they showed highlights of Adrian Peterson.
Well, that's TV for you.
I know. But he didn't even, he had his shoulders pads off after the first series.
Yeah. Didn't really need him on the field either.
Jim Suhan, I thought, I didn't hear all of his interview, but he's somewhat more optimistic about the Vikings than you.
Well, did you watch the game last night?
I watched parts of it.
They're terrible. Ponder's awful. They stink.
Well, that's what we said last year.
Yes, we did.
And I said 6-10, and what was it, 10-6?
10-6. I said like 3-13.
I think there's still hope.
There's always hope.
I mean, you saw Joe Webb.
That was a great catch.
Catch a ball.
He's pretty good.
He might make the team.
I hope he makes the team as a wide receiver.
He might.
That'd be great.
So, you know, just don't worry yet. It's preseason.
Can we get your prediction now, or do you want...
Packers got beat this weekend.
They're getting hurt. There's a bunch of Packers getting hurt. They're going to have a bad year. Let's hope. Can we get your prediction now for the Vikings, or should we wait until right before the season?
Right before the regular season. I don't make predictions preseason. Who would?
I don't know. You did. Number one, how about that heat, Jergy?
It's not the heat. That's the humidity.
It's a cooker out there.
It is.
It's a corker.
This we've got some cloud cover in Fargo, and that's kind of brought the temperature down. I don't have about 89, something like that.
85.
Well,
yeah, dropping like a rock.
Down. So, yeah, it's hot, and Fargo Schools made the decision last night to close 5 elementary schools. Grand Forks is going to be closing early. Their schools tomorrow and Wednesday. I understand Wahpeton closed one of their schools today, a grade school that doesn't have air conditioning. And I don't know about Alec or Fergus.
We're tough. Oh, and Fergus, we're tough. We don't close our schools because it's too hot there.
Well, I think most of the schools, I shouldn't say most, but in Alec and in Fergus and some of the larger neighbor area districts, they've done some building in recent years, and at least they've popped in a window unit, you know.
Oh, and at Jefferson High School?
Think so?
Jefferson High School.
You think so?
I saw one of my former teachers
Haven't they built a new school?
It's under construction. $70 million high school is under construction in Alec right now.
Did Bill Ingebrigtsen get some money from the state?
No, it's going on the local taxpayers' back.
I see.
And good for them because they need it. I saw a former high school teacher of mine recently. I said, hey, how about that new school going up? He said, great. He goes, Jefferson was a dump when you went there. It was like a prison. I said, yeah, it was bad. He goes, when did you go there? I said, mid-80s, early 80s. I said, God, it was terrible back. It was 30, 40 years old back then.
Well, most of the newer schools, don't you think? Yeah, they've got air conditioning.
Yeah, so
you have to have that.
Funny thing. I don't know if it's true. You might want to check it out. Davies High School, I guess they have personal people who sit and fan the students during the class.
It's just...
It's true.
It is.
They hand them, they give them those big palm fronds, and they sit and fan them. It's true. You sit in chemistry class, they fan them with the palm fronds at Davies High School.
They do not.
Jeeves, could you bring me an iced tea, please? I must stay fresh during class today.
Oh.
It's true.
Why do you and Heitkamp make Davies High School out to be this palace? It's a new school. It's a new modern school. The school district built it, and it's over. Just get over it.
I'm over it.
Well, you don't think they've got servants down there for the students.
That's a little over the top, isn't it? Joel's upset because he thinks they built it in a floodplain. I'm upset because they have kids waving palm fronds at other students.
Do not.
It's a freshman orientation. Freshman
do
hazing.
Not.
Yeah, it's true.
So the districts have made, I don't ever recall Fargo, maybe a day or two where they closed school because of the heat. But, boy, it's been a while.
It has been.
So, good for them. But they'll have to make up those days. They'll figure it out. They're talking to the State Department of Public Instruction and looking at the state law to see how they can make up these days.
It'll all be fine.
Yeah,
they'll make up the days. They'll get their money. Everything will be just fine.
It'll eventually be made up, but they'll get through it. Yeah. Yeah. No, I'm not done yet.
your agent again?
Yeah.
Oh, Nagler? Harley?
No, CBS.
It's
name? Harvey Nagler. Harvey Nagler.
I'd rather answer to Harley Carnes. I like Harley.
You like Harley?
I like Harley.
Nice guy.
You ever met Harley?
I have not.
Oh.
I do know some people that know him, and flies small planes. He's a pilot.
I thought you were going to say he's a small man.
No, I don't.
What does that have to do with anything?
He's a pilot.
Guy's a good newsman.
He's a pilot. He's got a real unique conversational delivery, does he not?
Yes.
Yes. So I'll get to meet him someday.
Chlamydia!
When I go in for my interview.
It's going like a rampage in the southern parts of the country right now. Yeah, he's done. You ever notice how he does that?
Yeah.
He has like a hammer comes in.
And then he.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll probably meet him here in the next couple of weeks when I'm out there for the interview.
Okay. Let me know how it goes. Paul Juergens, KFGO News Director and a huge fan of Harley Carnes, right here on the Mike McFeely Show.